From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Wow, thank you, everybody. Really appreciate it. Yeah, well, I'm pretty excited, too. We got a fun show for you today. Comedian Dimitri Martin will be joining us later to play Not My Job. But first, you all know we got some surprising news this week. But at the same time, we had been waiting for that news for about a decade. As it turns out, we had actually written some jokes in anticipation of this occasion back in 2001, and we were hoping they still might work. So as we start out the show, let me just try some out and you see how it goes. Here's one. Wow, the U.S. military is better at finding their man than Ally McBeal. All right. I got another one. The news was so good, I rewound my VHS cassette and watched it again. Yeah, well, maybe we'll try to come up with some fresh ones. Give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, Peter. This is Christy Stone calling from Nashville.
Hey, how are things in Nashville?
Good. Looking forward to you guys coming in.
Yeah, we're coming in a month or so. We've never been. I've never been to Nashville. What should I do when I go there?
Let's see. Well, there's all the country music stuff, I guess, if you're into that.
When you're looking at Peter, you're looking at country.
That's true.
That's right.
Well, welcome to the show, Christy. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a comedian and a host at Vocalo.org, Mr. Brian Babylon of Chicago.
Hey, how are you? Hey.
Next, say hello to the woman behind the advice column, Ask Amy, Ms. Amy Dickinson.
Amy, hi.
And a correspondent for CBS Sunday Morning, Mr. Mo Rocca is here.
Hi there. Love Nashville.
Now, you, Christy, are going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. Your job, of course, correctly identify or explain two of them. Do that, you'll win Carl's voice on your voicemail, anything else you want to put it on. Ready to go?
Ready.
Here you go. Now, your first quote is the above-the-fold headline from the New York Times on Monday morning.
Another side of tilapia, the perfect factory fish.
That's right.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was the headline that they had ready to go before they stopped the presses late Sunday night. It was ultimately replaced by a headline announcing what?
The death of Osama bin Laden.
Exactly right. Very good. Let's give that a round of applause. So this week, we found out that bin Laden has spent the last 6 years living in a compound in an upscale Pakistani town called Abbottabad. Neighbors said the residents of the house there were nice enough, although every Halloween, the guy who lived there always dressed as Osama bin Laden. except for last year when he was a Chilean miner like everybody else. Anyway, so President Obama, as we know, announced that Navy SEALs had gone in and killed him. And he made this speech on Sunday night, and he said, quote, America can do whatever we set our mind to, unquote. And that's true. We can solve any problem as long as the solution involves Navy SEALs. If you don't have health insurance, the SEALs will rappel down from helicopters and shoot your cold in the head.
But you know what? No one's really talking about, you know, that Osama bin Laden's wife was there and she got shot in the leg. Now, that's the interview that I want to hear. Like, you know, like, girl, what happened? You know, like, girl, what happened in there? Tell me, like...
Yeah,
I want that to be Oprah's last interview.
Right. But, like, I'm, like, so into the SEALs now.
Everybody is.
Oh, it's not just me.
Yeah, apparently.
It's not just women of a certain age.
I don't think the SEALs...
All the women in America are really into Navy SEALs, and all the guys in America are going, yeah, I'm a Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
I don't
Turns
think
out there's 40 million of them.
Call, who knew? Call me a cougar, I'll call you a SEAL.
And the SEALs are like, and all the SEALs in the bars are like, yeah, I know I'm 50 and overweight. I'm undercover.
Yeah.
Once we get home, this all comes off. I'll show you.
Yeah.
All right, we're not leaving the story yet. Here's your next quote. It's about the aftermath.
We don't need to spike the football.
That was President Obama explaining why he was not going to release what?
The photos.
Yes, the photos of bin Laden's body, of course. That's right. You got that right. The frustrating thing about finally killing Osama bin Laden is that you can only do it once. So the media moved on to obsessing over whether or not the White House should release postmortem photos. As you heard, the president decided that we Americans, quote, don't need to spike the football, which made everybody ask once again, was this guy born here? Of course we spike the football. We invented spiking the football. A real American president?
Because of an end zone dance.
Yeah, exactly. No, he would release the photo by sponsoring a NASCAR driver and painting it on the car. The media lost its mind this week. I mean, on Sunday night, they were waiting for the announcement, and Wolf Blitzer had to vamp for like 90 minutes as they delayed the announcement. And he knew the news, but he couldn't say it. It wasn't sourced correctly. So he was like, ooh, it's so exciting, I can't tell you. I'll give you a hint. It's in Leyden Bay is Ed Day. But then, you know.
Rhymes with Obama.
Once the news was finally confirmed, CNN's John King just kept looking into the camera and saying, Osama bin Laden is dead. Osama bin Laden is dead. Unfortunately, he said it so many times, he activated an ancient curse and brought bin Laden back to life.
I hate it when that happens.
My favorite media coverage was TMZ's.
Really?
TMZ afterwards. It was just a question they put out, and I thought it was great. They said, how many people think that after Obama went back to the private residence that night that he and Michelle had sex? I mean, if your husband goes and kills the most evil man on the planet, that's a huge turn-on. I mean, right?
Yeah.
I just love, like, you made the world safe, now make my bed dangerous.
Yeah. But anyway, the hardest problem for the media, the hardest problem for the media this week, of course, was keeping the names straight. Here, for example, is an anchor on the Canadian network Global TV.
It started when Obama took office. He directed the head of the CIA to make killing Obama their number one priority. Back in August, they got a possible lead on where Obama might be hiding. He was located, possibly, they believed that...
So everybody made this mistake. Fox News made it. MSNBC made it too, the BBC. So President Obama, now that this is all taken care of, has ordered that our next public enemy, number one, has a name that is absolutely nothing like his. So the FBI has said the new worst threat to our freedom is a Kabul propane dealer named Mitt Bin Romney. All right, something else did happen this week. Here is your last quote.
It's like a beauty contest where all the women are ugly.
That was South Carolina Republican operative Bob McAllister, and he was describing a big event hosted by the South Carolina GOP and Fox News on Thursday. What?
Oh, is it a potential Republican presidential debate?
Yes, that's exactly what it was. It was, believe it or not, May 2011, and that was the very first official Republican debate of the 2012 election cycle, held on Thursday. It featured Ron Paul, Tim Pawlenty, Herman Cain, Rick Santorum, and Gary Johnson, known by his nickname, Who the Hell is Gary Johnson?
Yeah, you know, Peter, anytime you have a former CEO of Godfather's Pizza,
that's Herman Cain.
You know. Herman Cain is horrible.
What, they couldn't get the guy from Domino's?
I mean, couldn't get Papa John? Come on, give me a break.
By the way, I want to say this about Gary Johnson, who none of you know who he is. Gary Johnson is the former two-term governor of New Mexico, and he is the only actual declared candidate in the race. Everybody else just has exploratory committees. So if nobody else declares and Obama just decides to suddenly quit, you know, become a Navy SEAL, I don't know, we could end up with president Who the Hell is Gary Johnson. Carl, how did Christy do in our quiz?
Well, you can't do better, Peter. Christy, you had 3 correct answers, so you win our prize.
Woo-hoo. Well done. Thank you, Christy.
So, Christy, you win the GOP nomination.
Exactly. Why not?